This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Jobs lost and jobs added. Plus, one gubernatorial candidate breaks fundraising records. Roby Brock from content partner Talk Business Arkansas has more in this weekly update.
State education leaders are concerned that a supermajority of Arkansas public schools don't have the broadband capability to meet forthcoming Common Core testing standards and other digital academic opportunities necessary for the future. Business representatives say the situation is not nearly as dire as projected. A week ago, Governor Mike Beebe convened a group of leaders representing internet service providers, political and educational representatives, and members of the state's business elite to discuss the subject, which could carry a price tag for upgrades as high as $750 million. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Ross set a fundraising record, bringing in nearly $2 million in his first quarter of candidacy. His primary challenger, Bill Halter, only recorded a $92,000 900 fundraising quarter. Republican frontrunner Asa Hutchinson raised about $379,000 during the quarter, while his challengers, Curtis Coleman and Representative Deborah Hobbs, still trail on the money front. Senator Mark Pryor raised $1.2 million to bring his cash on hand to nearly $4 million in his reelection bid. And potential challenger Representative Tom Cotton raised more than $611,000 during the quarter and has more than $1 million in the bank. Tech firm Fidelity National Information Services, the former Altel Information Services, will add nearly 200 jobs and invest $3 million at its campus in West Little Rock. Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola said that an effort's being made to possibly hire recently laid off Hewlett-Packard workers from Conway for the new jobs. Also, the expansion of a health and rehab center in Alma and the Sykes Call Center operation in Fort Smith could add up to 220 jobs in the Fort Smith region. Little Rock-based Baptist Health System says it will lay off 170 workers across its statewide healthcare network, and one industry leader says more hospitals could follow suit. Baptist Health has hospitals, clinics, and medical facilities throughout Arkansas. The healthcare organization is one of the state's largest private employers with more than 7,300 workers. Arkansas Hospital Association CEO Bo Ryle said that Medicare cuts from the federal sequester and the Affordable Care Act are contributors to all hospitals dealing with reimbursement rate reductions that could lead to these types of layoffs. J.B. Hunt reported second quarter 2013 net earnings of $87.7 million compared to $80.5 million 1 year ago. The Lowell-based trucking and transportation giant saw quarterly revenues rise to $1.38 billion. Home BancShares, parent company of Centennial Bank, saw its second quarter net income rise to $17.7 million. That's up from $15.5 million 1 year ago. And Simmons First National posted second quarter net income of $6.58 million, basically flat but just a little bit higher than $6.54 million it reported 1 year ago. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the United States. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.